Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a Sabres game day, just not really for us. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live. We've got a national broadcast. Yeah, Marty's shrugging already. So I can make you shrug again with a more pertinent question for this time of year.
What is?
Why is Bailey's so expensive?
It's supply and demand. There's a lot of the demand. Maybe it's because we talked about it off the air the other day. Maybe it's been spreading around the world.
So you and I ended up on that tangent, and then I went looking for it, and I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've bought Bailey's. It's a little pricey, but...
No, but the nice bottle of vodka next to it was probably better, so you grabbed that instead.
Significantly cheaper. No, I went with the Bailey's. Now, It is Buffalo Philly. We joked in the summertime when the schedule came out and the TV schedule came out that we weren't going to be talking a lot about the Sabres and Flyers this year based on national telecast this month in the two meetings. But because of that, Liam McHugh is going to join us from TNT coming up here on Sabres Live. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that. What should we be looking forward to within this Sabres-Flyers matchup? Philly coming off a loss, but 8-3-2 in their last 13, while the Sabres have won 6 of 9.
So I'm going to focus on the Sabres right now just for a little bit. After their last game against the Winnipeg Jets and the way that they dominated, in my opinion, with their speed and their quick transition and using that to dominate, like, this was, to me, the fastest game they had played all season. And I know we talked yesterday. I'm like, well, Winnipeg's slow, the Sabres fast. And I went back and rewatched some clips and looked at some numbers. And I'm like, no, look, this should be the green light for the game plan tonight to say, every time the Sabres have the puck, somewhere inside their blue line, is you go straight up the wall. You go either speed with your legs, you're moving up the wall, or you pass the puck to somebody, because there was always somebody that was anticipating it and going. And so remember, we talked for years about how the Sabres would hang on to the puck in the defensive zone, wait, let the regroup happen. They almost invited the forecheck. No, none of that. If you hang on to the puck for 2 or 3 seconds in your defensive zone, waiting for something to happen, it's over. It's not there. That was the key against Winnipeg, and that will be the key against the Flyers. The Flyers are middle of the road, I think 18th in the NHL in the amount of unmanned rushes they give up. The Sabres are top 5 in creating unmanned rushes. Like, you don't have to look at too many, like, numbers or details. That's how you beat Winnipeg. That's how you look good. That's what you got to do against the Flyers.
Flyers did lose their top goal scorer, Tyson Forrester, for a few months. He sustained an upper body injury in the loss to Pittsburgh. So, and up until this point, the Flyers have been quite healthy. So this is a significant blow for them. They'll turn to Sam Ersson in goal. And we can talk more about the matchup, you know, maybe from Philly's side a little bit later on. We certainly have a poll question geared towards that. But from a Sabre standpoint, as they look to kind of keep things rolling and establish something significant on the road as this 6-game trip begins tonight, are you expecting that Colton Ellis is going to go? Because we're not going to get an update from the coach until much closer to game time.
Well, if you look at practice yesterday, it was Colton Ellis that was having his own net, right? And then, so, yeah, this is going to be weird because it's a six-game road trip. Does everybody play a couple of games? Are you looking at the schedule and saying, I'm going to try to get everybody two games through the six? And at some point, like, because we know that the roster crunch that they're in right now, they only have six defensemen on the roster. They are keeping two extra forward and an extra D. That's the maximum allowed players on the roster at 23. This is almost like a make it or break it type of trip to get the goalie situation figured out, because unless you have injuries and then you have some more of roster flexibility, this could be it. So I would anticipate Colton Ellis going. And when I looked at the number deeper than just goals against average and save percentage, look at quality starts. And I put A, B, C, and then A plus. I don't go into D's. That's not good. Like if you have a performance that is ranked a D, it's not good. But Colton Ellis has had the majority of his games A or B's. Like he had the one C game against the Flames. That was it. I think the consistency has been there, and that's what the Sabres kind of want right now, winning games.
So with Ellis potentially, that's, you know, it could be great for him to just continue building upon what was maybe in his eyes a fortunate shootout win, because he said he appreciated the guys bailing him out in the shootout against Minnesota, but these are all new experiences for him. And obviously tonight it's against a Flyers team that maybe has exceeded expectations under Rick Tocchet. I don't necessarily believe that. I think the two late season collapses that we have detailed in each of the past 2 years left me wondering, like, what the heck is going on? Because I actually think this Flyers team is better than people think. And clearly, the standings show it. They're ahead of Buffalo right now. Like, this should not be a situation where you're going, oh, Flyers aren't this, that. I like a lot about what the Flyers have here. So
I love a lot about what the Flyers have. And maybe the last 2 years, like John Tortorella as a coach could be very demanding, and you get late in the season and you may run out of gas, right? And then last year he left before the season was over, and it was like, okay, well, that Rick Tocchet comes in. Look, Trevor Zegras. Like, for me, it all starts with, okay, like, they have good pieces in Konechny. I like Owen Tippett. He's having a better season. Couturier is healthy, so that works better. But it's Trevor Zegras. They made the big move, you know, to acquire him. Mm-hmm. And he's a point of game. And he seems more engaged in the game. Maybe they've got a few guys like that, and Mitchkov and Zegras, that are unique in their skill set. But I feel like Rick Tocchet has gotten the best out of being able to push a guy like Trevor Zegras to perform this year.
Agreed. And just to put it into context, Zegras is sharing a place with Mitch Marner right now statistically. Those two are the top scorers who are on new teams this year.
Oh, yeah.
They're tied. Like, that's a pretty significant feather in Zegras' cap. I'll admit, Marner, to me, has been a little underwhelming over the course of full games that I watch. He's always going to be capable of moments. He's so skilled that that's almost inevitable night in and night out. But I feel like Vegas leaves me wanting more a little bit. And sometimes it's kind of like, maybe Marner could. But I also don't think Jack looks like he's playing at 100% anyway, not to get too far off the tangent or too far off the topic.
But you're right when you talk about, you look at Zegras and being acquired and the way that it ended in Anaheim, and he probably looked over and says, oh, Anaheim is looking good this year. Maybe I was the problem. You know what? No, I'm not looking at Anaheim. I'm looking at me in Philadelphia, and it's been a significant impact for him. Dan Vladar has been a significant impact for them. Yeah. We're not going to see him in this one, but unless they really pour it on. And
I hope we do.
I hope we do. That's what it is. Maybe I said, but yeah, Vladar's had an impact as well. The new goalie in Philly.
Maybe Tocchet should get more love for the Jack Adams. We can talk on that a little bit. But we do have a social media poll today, which is, of course, tying in with our first Buffalo-Philadelphia meeting of the season. And it's amusing because I think, you know, passion, hatred is always, you know, engaging. And that's where we're going at Sabres Live, Marty, with the, you know, Flyers that people have not loved over the course of time.
Well, that the Flyers have been very hated, especially going back to the mid-70s with the you know, the Stanley Cup final and Bobby Clarke and his toothless grin and lifting the cup and Ron Hextall. And so we got Clarke, Hextall, and Villalino and others in the poll. We want you to, if you do others, comment and who you have hated most about the Flyers. Eric Lindros could be in there. Gart Snow, Kent Hitchcock is on there, so it's been really fun.
That's amazing that Hitch gets a vote. Liam McHugh, as promised, from TNT, who will be hosting, as always, tonight, National Telecast, Philadelphia and Buffalo. Liam, it is great to have you with us on Sabres Live today as we look forward to this matchup tonight. How you doing? And are you feeling any Buffalo nostalgia right now?
A little bit. Down in Georgia, we're not getting Buffalo like weather yet. but it's pretty funny. Like it dips below 50 and people here dress like it's 30 below. Mm-hmm. They panic. So a little Buffalo nostalgia, but I'm excited for tonight's matchup. I absolutely am. And I heard what you were talking about. And anytime I feel like anytime you involve the Philadelphia Flyers, the word hatred has to be thrown into the equation some way. There's plenty of it to go around.
Now, let me ask you this, because you have a connection to Buffalo and not a lot of people would know that. So you attended UB for, was it your post-grad? Is that when you came over?
I went there undergrad.
Undergrad, okay. There,
yeah, and I grew up in New York and I played soccer for a couple of years really poorly at Buffalo. They tricked me. I went on a recruiting trip in like early March and it was 65 degrees and all the guys I was with, all the players, like, it's like this every weekend. Like, don't worry about it. Like, you get a sign here, come here. This will be awesome. We didn't have a single weekend in March that was anything resembling that weekend for the next 4 years of my life. I was buried in snow and wind, but, man, I love my time in Buffalo. I really do. I have such a warm spot for it, and I love the people there. And, man, that is, like, easily, and I've lived all over the country, easily one of the greatest sports towns in America.
Do you remember some of the bars maybe you guys attended as college students?
I was UB, and first couple of years we live on campus. Second, the you know, junior and senior year, you live off campus, and that's, like, Main Street, downtown. Yes. The Steer was one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely there. There was a place, Broadway Joe's.
Okay.
And Broadway Joe's was a live music venue. It was just basically like a bar, a floor, and like 1 foot of stage. That was like no frills whatsoever, but it was like a tremendous, tremendous place to go see live music. And then I think just like any college kid, it's like, hey, where can I get in? That place? Okay, good. Then I'll go to that place. That place sounds good. Yeah. You know somebody at the door? Great. Because I went to college. When I enrolled, I was 17. Yeah. So I had a long wait if I was going to legally enter any of those places.
What's your go-to place now where you're residing?
I'm boring. My go-to place is, you know, attempting to get 8 hours of sleep. I have three kids and... you know, I'm coming home at 2 a.m. tonight and, you know, it's, and I love it, but, they don't really react well to my timeline. My kids are like, there's no sympathy whatsoever that like I'm home at 2 a.m. They're up at 6:30 and they're waking me up and like, hey, let's go. Let's start the day. Like, what's the matter? You're a little tired. No go-to spots for me. I live vicariously through Paul Bissonnette and Henrik Lundqvist because Biz is doing crazy stuff and Henrik's doing all the glamorous stuff that all of us wish we could do.
Yeah, what I was going to ask you, a little maybe pulling the curtain back from what you guys have done in studio now with TNT. It's a great studio show. It's fun, but you do have different personality. And I'll start with Henrik Lundqvist because I got to play with Hank for over 3 years in New York. I know him really well. And does he still show up like fully dressed? Like he never wears like sweatpants or anything. So what we see on camera, is this what he shows up with even like a few hours before puck drop?
100%. Shows up looking like $1 million. Every single time, every hair is in place. It looks like the suit has been almost like painted on and stitched to his body. Yeah. Everything fits so perfectly. And it's funny because if we have to pre-tape.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Something we have to do something a little bit early. The last person that we're worried about is Lundqvist because he shows up ready to go. He makeup's only going to make it worse. Like, you're not going to make him look any better than he looks right now. He showed up one time for one thing that he shot in, like, jeans, a T-shirt, and a leather jacket, and he had to change quickly and the hat on. Now, I would also say that I've worn jeans and a leather jacket and T-shirt, and I didn't look like Henrik Lundqvist did. Like, he looked like – he made that look like we should all be wearing it on set. He then whipped off the hat, threw some water in his hair, and, like, 5 seconds later, looked fantastic again. I love where I work, and I love TNT, but there are times I miss the NBC days just because I got to stand next to Jonesy and Milbury instead of having to stand next to Lundqvist, and it was just a lot easier. And by comparison, I was always better looking.
It's true. That's where I fell in love with your work, so that probably has something to do with it. But so who do you worry about then when they come into the studio? Because it's obviously not Lundqvist.
Listen, I think the funny thing is, at this point, I don't worry about anyone. I think there are other people that worry about maybe what Biz is going to say. I, at this point, just love stirring it up and getting them going. And the best part is you barely really have to stir anything up for Biz because you can ask a very general, generic question that you are 100% sure you know what the answer is going to be. You're just setting someone up, like throwing up an alley-oop and they're going to dunk it. But Biz goes up, grabs the ball, just comes back down and has a totally different plan. And he wants to talk about something else. And in a way, I mean, that's what makes the job fun. It makes it interesting. And he's still a great hockey mind. He can break down the game, but he's entertaining and he's strange and he's in his own world. And he takes, I think, the job seriously, takes the sport seriously, but he doesn't take himself seriously. Yeah. And I think one of the cool things is he says things that are a little outlandish, says things that are a bit raw, and people will ask, like, how does he get away with it? And I think the biggest thing is, first off, it's entertaining. And secondly, it's never mean-spirited toward anyone else. If anything, it's self-deprecating. He knows what he was in the NHL. He knows what his role was. And, he's willing to be honest about that. So I think it's been cool just the fact that we have a dynamic where, you know, Anson, who has been around the league and has been doing this job for a very long time and is really professional and knows everything that's going on, can chop it up and go back and forth with Biz. And at the same time, we have Hank, who's a Hall of Famer and can explain things. And then you add Wayne Gretzky in, and you get a totally different perspective, but you mesh them together. And I don't think anyone would have thought, you know, more than 5 years ago that if you put all those people in a bowl and mix it up, it would work. But I think it's like hockey. It's like a hockey team. You know, it's not, these are not fantasy teams. You want a mixture of people, a mixture of personalities, and you hope the blend works. And, I've been lucky to be a part of it.
Well, I love the relationship you guys have struck with a lot of players around the league, like Brad Marchand and the Tkachuk, and being able to joke before the game, after the game. John Cooper, oh, by the way, a little mini controversy going on, like Coop giving it to Anson Carter about his nickname. He said, was that a self-proclaimed nickname? When I played world championship with Anson Carter, by the way, he scored that overtime goal against Sweden in 03. I was on that team. We called him AC. It's very Anson Carter, his initials, AC. And it kind of morphed into Ace. So what can you tell us about, like, the nickname, and is Anson a little uncomfortable when that is approached?
You know, it's funny. I don't think he was so uncomfortable. I think he was just, like, surprised. We were all surprised that Cook just, like, flipped the script completely, right? Like, he's grilling us. He's asking questions. So I think he was definitely taken aback. But no, I mean, I think he's comfortable with it. That was basically his exact explanation, right? That people yeah. called me AC and it just sort of drifted into that. Which you can see because, like, I mean, if you say it enough times but you don't know what it is, you just think people are saying ace. But yeah, it's taken on a life of its own. And he got, I think at this point, when we invite Cooper on as much as we do and he accepts it as much as he does and he comes on and he's willing to talk for 5, 6, 7 minutes and answer some of our questions that are way off the rails right before a game that's important, he's entitled to once in a while just turn it around, take some digs. I thought it was interesting that he let everyone know that I never played hockey, even though I've been very honest about that, that no one in my family plays hockey, and that because of that, I had no business doing this job. And I got to be honest, I totally agree with him. I mean, like, I've been fooling people for 12, 13 years now, and I'm just going to continue to fool people.
The kids in the NHL are not fooling anyone. They are downright superstars. So I'm curious as to your thought on Celebrini, Bedard, Carlson, to name three, as to which one wins a scoring title first.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. I would say if I had to say who's going to win it first, I would say it's Carlson, just because I think he's set up teammate-wise a little bit better right now to do so. Mm-hmm. You know, if it comes down to a few points here or there, that could get difficult because they are a playoff team and they will be looking at the last few weeks of the season, say, differently than Bedard and, you know, in Chicago and Celebrini in San Jose. I think Carlson, because of his size, because of the teammates he has around him, and I do think he's set up that way. I think the three of them, though, are in a position right now to have a decade plus of battling it out, which is the greatest thing, because what you want is these generations after generations. You know, you got Ovi and Sid, and granted, there were tons of superstars within that. Then I think in many ways you got MacKinnon and McDavid. And again, other superstars there winning awards, but those two sort of became the faces of the league. We have a number of young players that are going to step in and fill those roles. I think those three, what they're doing this year, the simple fact that Bedard and Celebrini are putting themselves in the mix yeah. and almost hard to refuse at this point to take to the Olympic team is such a cool story. And I think especially, I have to say, especially for Bedard, because we watched him last year and I think there was some worry that this maybe was not going to happen. And there was some piling on there, and he's not a big kid and he didn't look very fast last year. This kid put in some work. So here's the other thing. I think if you don't put Bedard on that Olympic team, watch out, because you motivate a guy who takes things extremely personally, just like another Chicago yeah. legend once did, and watch out league. He could just go on and tear things up.
Yeah, I agree with you. A shot is amazing. And after what a lot of people said, it was a down year last year, I just think that you could see the skill level there. Tonight, the Sabres, as you know, they're playing Philadelphia, and your old buddy Rick Tocchet, old panelist Rick Tocchet, is behind the bench in Philly. So how often do you talk to what did you learn from him when he got to spend some time on the set with you guys?
I speak to him every once in a while. We text here and there. I try not to bother him. And it's funny. Then, like, I text him. He's like, "You're not bothering me. Like, you could, you know, like, they're all, I mean, you're hockey guys. They're normal guys. But, like, I always feel like, oh, this guy's going to be busy, or it's going to be the wrong time to hit him up. Because, you know, like, when you're on TV and you have a job, it's work. Like, in many ways, it feels like it's fantasy land. And, you know, it feels like other people have real jobs and you shouldn't bother them. I learned a lot from talk. And I would say this, I learned that he's never done getting better at things, and he's never done asking questions and learning how to improve. And we had a really nice first year at NHL on TNT. And I think we surprised a lot of people. We tried things and we tried to do things differently. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, like, as an athlete, if things are going well, you can start reading your own press and believing all the hype. And Rick Tocchet is not that guy. 2 weeks, a month before we came into our second season, he was on the phone with me. And his biggest thing was, how do we get better? How does this get better? Because we can't just keep doing what we're doing. You know, people are going to expect more. I expect more. And I thought that was so great. You know, he wasn't trying to change the show. Mm-hmm. He wanted to carve things out, to whittle away the things that you know, annoyed us or bothered people at home, and get the best of the best out of the show. And to me, that was just really special. And I love the guy. I still find it amazing when I look back at old videos of Tuck, and that he's the guy just smashing people's faces with his fist, because
he was tough.
Well, oh my God, was he tough? You know, and it's still amazing because he's such, like, in many ways, like a calm, and that's what you need, right? You need both ends. You need the edge and the calmness to be the head coach. And it makes sense that he's doing this right now. So I'm happy he's there in Philly. He feels like such a Philly guy. And I'm excited for what that team's going to do in the next few years.
I have a quick one, Duffer, quickly, just a little this or that, something that I like to do on the show. But we had Shaq Hyman and Tyson Koshak on the air. So I want to know, which one do you like better? Because we obviously like Tyson Koshak better, but which one did you think had the better, like, ring to it?
I'm sorry I have to say that. I have to go with Shaq Hyman just because it's the original. I have to go with the original. And we're so lucky that we get to, you know, work so closely with the guys, you know, who did Basketball TNT for so long and now do it ESPN, but they're still operating from the same studio. And Shaq, who came on, you know, a number of times, obviously, during the show, you know, over the years, I love that first time he had a chance to do it this year, even though they're at ESPN, he just walked right in. No one knew he was coming in. He just decides on his own that he's going to do this. Those guys are tremendous. And if I have time real quickly for a Rick Tockett story, there was a time where Shaq was blasting music. Shaq and all the basketball guys, they're in the makeup room. They're blasting music. We're out. We're watching a game not too far from this. And Tock looks at me. He doesn't know who's in there. He's like, music. He's supposed to turn down that music. He's getting all upset. And he's like, Liam, go in there and say something. I'm like, I know who's in there. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, I can hear the game. I'm good. And he's like, what? So he's like, all right, I'll do it. You know, Tock, he gets all big and tough, and he walks in there. As he walks, he turns the corner of the room. Shaq's right there and just dwarfs him. And I see him go, hey, Shaq, how you doing? And he just turns right around, sits back down on the couch and looks at me. He's like, shakes his head. I'm like, yeah, that's right, buddy.
That's amazing. So Sabres Flyers, who makes the playoffs this year?
Ooh. It feels like everyone in the East is, you know, a possibility, because everyone in the East is a possibility. I will say this. I'm a little tired of predicting the Sabres going to make the playoffs because I've been doing it for a few years now. Yeah. And I really did think it was about 2 or 3 years ago. They were on the rise. They were scoring a lot of goals. Mm-hmm. Tage was really coming into his own. And I thought they were going to make the leap. I kind of like where they are right now because it's a little bit under the radar. Josh Norris has to be healthy.
Yep.
Has to be. And if he's healthy, there's a chance. And maybe you turn the three goalie thing into an advantage, where maybe someone needs a goalie desperately and you can add something. I think you just want to give yourself a chance. I think for the Flyers, I mean, obviously no one's out of it. They could be right there too. Mm-hmm. I could also see the Flyers just playing for the future in many ways, because I think part of their plan is to get to the playoffs, but then be a contender. And it's not just to make it right now. They want to build. Both these teams are there. My thing is, Florida's in last place, and Florida's going to make the playoffs, guys.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so that you know, throws a wrench into things, and there's a few teams outside that are probably going to be in. I don't know, man. They both feel like bubble teams. I will continue to ride the Sabres and say, Josh Norris healthy, rest of the year, 8-seed Sabres.
Liam, thank you so much for this visit today, and we'll obviously be watching tonight.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Liam McHugh, TNT, 7:30 puck drop tonight in Philadelphia as the Sabres are there. Obviously, pregame coverage at 7. And we want you to become a Holiday Angel and support local families in need this season. It's presented by AMR. Holiday Angels lets you adopt a family, purchase gifts, donate wrapping supplies. Every contribution makes a huge difference. Learn more at sabres.com/holidayangels. An update to our poll question and tons from around the NHL on this Sabres game night next on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.